about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Getting the data exactly on the nose of 3.00%. We wanted to make sure it was 100% accurate. There was time spent confirming that. There was time spent working with the state on what it would mean, what the next steps would be.
I don't even know if Big Bird knows what he's talking about there. That's Mayor de Blasio. He's trying to justify, on some level, the rationale for why he and the governor took the action that they did today. First time they've done something unified in a long time, by the way. But they have shut down the New York City schools, and we are dealing with that on a lot of different levels. Here to discuss from a health and wellness perspective, Dr. Douglas Howard, the founder, originator of Balance of Nature and Fruits and Veggies, who have made a huge impact in my life. They power this segment. They power my life. I strongly endorse them and hope that you will get on them as well, because good things will happen. But, Doc, it's always good to have you with us. So we've got kids now that have been told, till further notice, they will not be allowed to go back to school in the New York City school systems. A lot of the suburbs, by the way, and the McCullough kids fall in this category. Those school systems seem to be doing a good job. We have not had, I think we've had maybe 3 or 4 cases across a 6,000 school district, 6,000 school student district. But we've stayed open. They are doing the every other day, and IEPs are getting to go every day. So we feel kind of fortunate in where we're at. But in New York City, you've got a lot of single-headed, single-parent households that this is going to now impact their ability to work and do those things as well. And I just think that stress is on its way back, that may be doing more harm to us than the virus is. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, let's stop and take a deep breath, because that's what I have to do when I start hearing this stuff. And I have to just really come back and try and find some sanity in this, because it's not sane. And the sad thing to me about it is, you know, if they wouldn't fight school vouchers so hard, for example, mm-hmm. then people who can't afford to go to the public system would then at least have a voucher to assist them to be able to put their kids in private schools, like
most of which who are open, by the way.
Yeah. Most of which these politicians have their kids in.
Yeah.
They're not
true.
Worried about it. And, you know, I just wish there was some sanity to it. The other thing that from what hearing that of this that is very sad that causes stress to people is when you say until further notice. I mean, we were going to have income tax until further notice too, 50 years ago. But my point with it is just this. I don't want to sound radical in this because I'm not, but as soon as you take that in and you comprehend it, we just have to accept what we can't change because we're not over the school system. So just sit back and go, okay, this is what I am going to deal with. And this isn't so bad. Find the positives in it, because stress is one of the number one killers of your immune system. It requires energy to deal with stress. And please, everybody, just don't let this part stress you out. Mm. It's just, we're going to deal with it. Find the positives in it. Find the joy in your children. Find ways and means and ways to get closer, to make your relationship stronger. But do not let it expend useless energy.
That is well said. And as we have been discussing in recent weeks, that energy is all important to keeping the immune system fired up. By the way, friends, one of the greatest benefits that I've personally seen from the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is that I do have much better energy levels because of the energy that's captured and part of those fruits and veggies. And as they get into your system, releasing all of that. In fact, Doc, I've had to be more out with people in public. I was with Pastor Dave Watson on Staten Island on Sunday. His church is now able to meet. They're doing 3 services, but it's, you know, they've got everything distanced and they've got pullover plastic seat covers for the seats that the people can put down and then take with them after that service. And but as I am out with the public more, I'm boning up on fruits and veggies. Like every time I'm headed out the door, I'm like, okay, here's 10 fruits and veggies. Boom, I got it in my system. That's not going to, you know, necessarily protect me if I get exposed to something that is harmful. I'm going to be, you know, if I come across it, I might have not the ability to necessarily fight it off. But I know one thing, I'm going to get through it faster and better because of it.
And it reduces your risk.
Yeah.
You know, just if you wear your seatbelt, does it guarantee you won't get in a car accident? No. But it reduces your risk of injury.
Right.
And the same way, when we give our body the proper elements, it reduces our risk and it helps us heal faster. And you have to look at all three aspects of the health triad. You've got to look at your stress levels. That's the spiritual, mental, emotional side. You've got to deal with the chemistry. Stop feeding it bad chemistry and start feeding it as much good chemistry as possible. Yeah. Chemistry, I mean nutrition.
Right. That
nutrition is just chemistry. And bad chemistry is things like fast food.
Yeah.
And physical activity. You have to have physical activity. And, you know, we're all going to come through this. And until they decide how this is going to be handled and what's going to be done, I'm not saying it's nothing, but I am saying relax a little bit.
Don't let it don't let it run your life.
Well, let me give you a quick example.
Sure.
It's like if somebody gets cold sores easily or fever blisters, whatever you want to call it, they always come out in times of stress from the sun, a physical stress or your first date or the prom or something. That's when they pop out. And because you get stressed and then the virus can come out. Don't get stressed. Don't let your immune system down.
Well, I think that's a good word. And friends, as there are so many of you that are dealing with kids that are now not going to be allowed to go to school, at least between probably now and the end of the year, take this under advisement. Set aside some times to de-stress. Think about ways that you can create less stress for your kids who are probably stressing out about the not being at school too. And a key part of that, I know that will help you as it has helped me. In fact, you know, if you go into any gym or any place now, they're saying, do you have symptoms? And symptoms could be a runny nose. It could be a slight cough. It could be anything. Friends, I used to get bronchitis every time the weather changed. And because I'm taking the fruits and veggies, I don't get that. I don't have those symptoms. So I'm not in danger of being, you know, called out as a fake COVID case either.
I love that. Every time you sneeze, it's not COVID. Yeah. It was just a little tickle in my nose.
That's right. Anyway, so call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Get 35% off and free shipping on your preferred order. Doc, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for reminding us today.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, back. Don't go away.